Now, from our KSRM studios on K Beach Road, this is This Week on the Kenai, where the KSRM News Department recaps the largest issues from the week that was. With the top stories from Monday, here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
On Friday, Governor Mike Dunleavy signed a proclamation ending the state's COVID-19 disaster declaration. The legislation ensures the continuation of COVID-19 federal relief to impacted Alaskans and liability protections for Alaska businesses. With the signing of House Bill 76 and then ending the disaster declaration, Governor Dunleavy allows the acceptance of federal COVID relief funds without the need to pay it back. The legislation also ensures that the continuation of the state's vaccine distribution and COVID-19 management programs, which includes enhanced SNAP benefits for residents who are food insecure. The piece of legislation also contains a comprehensive liability protection for Alaska businesses and bans the use of any federal COVID-19 relief funds to be used for abortions in Alaska. Senate President Peter Michicki spoke to the governor soon after officially signing House Bill 76.
Thank you to you and your team for all this hard work. What the Senate did is we believe the other body sort of got out on a limb, and we didn't have the language available to clarify that a health order was obtainable, right? Once we got that language, we worked collaboratively with your team and the House and gave both options. Our option, the choice of our option was quite clear. Thank you for doing the right thing for Alaskans. The emergency declaration is dead. However, we still have the tools necessary to keep Alaskans safe. And if anything was to, of course, worsen, you always have the ability as the governor of the state of Alaska to declare an emergency. Is that going to happen? Highly unlikely. Mm-hmm. So thank you for helping schools to be open, businesses to be open, and return to normalcy to a pre-COVID state. Thanks for having me.
Signing House Bill 76 also follows the recommendations by the DHSS Commissioner Adam Crum that concludes the public health emergency disaster declaration is no longer necessary in Alaska. Full details at RadioKenai.com. It's now officially May, and Alaska's tourism season will offer visitors plenty of views this summer. However, getting to them is going to be a bit of a headache. Stephen Craig, manager of Alaska 4x4 Rentals, one of the vehicle rental places at Ted Stevens Anchorage International Airport, says,
"We just got more and more reservations, more and more clients. We just never slowed down. We have no cars, and we have more tourists than ever."
And it's a similar story with all the other rental car agencies at Ted Stevens Anchorage International Airport. Craig says,
"We do still have some availability at the end of August, and then sporadically, depending on the dates throughout the summer, but not very much."
It's unfortunately a similar story across the country during the pandemic.
You have a lot of people that just want to get out and go somewhere.
And the cars that are available are going to cost more to rent compared to last year. Prices in some cases have doubled or possibly even tripled.
A perfect storm of supply and demand. We have a lot of tourists coming up here. And unfortunately, the supply of vehicles is low.
A computer chip shortage in March forced temporary shutdowns at U.S. auto plants, and that delayed shipments of new cars, including those for Alaska 4x4, as well as other rental agencies. Those new vehicles are expected around the end of August, which is pretty much the end of summer tourist season. Audio courtesy of Alaska's news source. Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.